أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا بلغ الأطفال منكم الحلم فليستأذنوا كما استأذن الذين من قبلهم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته والله عليم حكيم. والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us further guidelines to bring modesty and also to create peace and privacy in a home, and that was that parents will teach and direct the children who have not reached the age of puberty not to enter the secluded or the private rooms of their parents before the Salat of Fajr, at the time when one will be resting in the mid-afternoon and also after Isha. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayat number 59, and when they reach the age of puberty, فَاسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, then they should still take permission in the same way like they took permission before. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforces this rule, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala could have kept it general. First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have not reached the age of puberty. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who reach the age of puberty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminates this doubt that would have cropped up in our minds, that when a child has not reached the age of puberty, then perhaps the laws of Sharia are not binding upon that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that. And then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further clarifies it. So it is a matter of training, it is a matter of teaching. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. And similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, and Allah ta'ala clearly explains for you His verses, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, and Allah Ta'ala is all wise. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those old women who have reached such age that they are unmarriageable. In other words, they have become absolutely old. Unmarriageable here will refer to that no male will have any inclination towards these females. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about such women. Allah says, وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ. And those women who have sat in their houses, in other words, they had not ever got married, and now they have reached that age, لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا, they do not have any hope of getting married, in other words, they have reached that old age, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ, then there is no blame, there is no sin upon them, أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنْ, that they remove the excess clothing. Remove the excess clothing is one aspect, and then Allah Ta'ala further qualifies that غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَا, without exposing their beauty. Now in the ayahs earlier, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had made some exclusions for those women. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about women in general. The one exclusion was that the outer garments, that obviously they cannot cover. And secondly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had also excluded the mahram. And then thirdly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala excluded those who have not reached the age of puberty. These women do not have to observe any parda from them. But obviously in all these instances, they would still have to dress in such a manner that their body is clothed. And included in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have now included such old women that do not have any hope of marriage whatsoever. In other words, no one will have an inclination towards them. But further Allah ta'ala says, وَيَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ. But if they abstain, in other words, they abstain from removing the excess clothing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is better for them. That in their case also, if they cover their full bodies, then also it will be better for them. Wallahu sami'un alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'a. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all knowing. In that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hears the difficulties that people may go through at that age. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that they have these certain difficulties, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has removed a slight bit of restriction insofar as the clothing is concerned. But it doesn't mean that they will go out in front of the ghair mahram in such a manner that will be unbefitting, or in such a manner that will create immodesty. Their bodies will be fully covered, but they can uncover their face, etc. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.